From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The United States Postal Service will close its Duluth Mail Processing Center on the 18th of April. The closing will affect more than 70 employees and will result in Duluth mail being collected and sent to St. Paul for processing. The Duluth News Tribune reports that there are not expected to be any layoffs. Peter Nowacki, Postal Service spokesperson in Minneapolis, said they'll be working with employees through the unions to place all employees. Nowacki added that the Postal Service will keep the facility on the 2800 block of West Michigan Street, as it is both the city's main post office and will continue to see use as a transportation hub. Workers had been holding out hope that the center would be spared. It had previously been saved from a round of closures in 2013 after pressure from U.S. Senator Al Franken, among others. Duluth's closing will be followed by similar closings in Duluth, St. Cloud, and Mankato in July. Mail in those centers will be processed in Minneapolis. All told, there will be 81 facility closings across the country after the 141 closings that already have occurred as part of the Postal Service's network rationalization that was first announced in 2011. Scientists say the longest period on record of abnormally low Great Lakes water levels has ended, but it's uncertain whether the recovery is temporary or the beginning of a new long-term trend. The slump began in the late 1990s. It continued for 15 years, culminating early last year when Lake Michigan and Lake Huron set low water records. Since then, levels have sharply rebounded. In September, the levels of all five of the Great Lakes were above average for the first time since the drop-off began, according to Drew Gronewald of the NOAA Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory in Ann Arbor. Between January of 2013 and this November, Lake Superior rose 2.3 feet, while Lakes Michigan and Huron rose 3.2 feet. Gronewald and Keith Kompoltowicz of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said the recovery is due primarily to heavy rain and snowfall in the region over the past 2 years. The U.S. House has voted to extend a program that has spent $1.6 billion on efforts to clean up the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative has drawn bipartisan support from lawmakers across the 8-state region since President Obama proposed it in 2010. It funds projects that remove polluted sediments, fight invasive species such as zebra and quagga mussels, restore wildlife habitat, and prevent runoff that causes harmful algae blooms. As approved this week, the legislation would continue the program 5 more years and authorize spending $300 million annually, but additional votes would be required each year to provide the money. The bill now goes to the Senate. The Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa wants to raise more of the barrels of military waste dumped in Lake Superior a half century ago, but doesn't yet have the money to do the work. Band officials were in Duluth this week to offer a recap of their $3.3 million effort in 2012 and 13 that recovered 25 of the estimated 1,437 barrels dumped in the lake during the height of the Cold War. The Duluth News Tribune reports band officials hope to have their next request into the Department of Defense by the 1st of January for funding in 2015 from a federal program aimed at cleaning up military waste on Native American lands and waters. The band released a report in January saying nothing discovered in the barrels was a threat to human or environmental health. They repeated that again this week, but said they still don't have a large enough sample to say all of the barrels are harmless. Most of the barrels recovered so far have been full of parts of cluster bombs, including tiny explosives inside ejection cup assemblies for the cluster bombs manufactured by the Honeywell Corporation in the late 1950s. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.